Welcome to the podcast, Nothing But Net. Sierra Toomey, one of the best players in the ACC, a 6'4 sophomore who can shoot it from deep, who can also post it up. Sierra, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk hoops first, and then I really want to talk to you about golf because that's what I'm most interested in. All right, so you come to North Carolina. You had a couple of injuries in high school, but you are fine. You worked yourself right into it. Last year, you shot a lot of threes. 53% of the shots you took were outside the arc. This year, it's less than 30 outside the arc. You've shown some versatility in your game. Where does that come from?
Yeah, growing up, my mom kind of had me at point guard. My sister was older than me. She was back to the basket post. And so when I came around, my mom was like, you're going to handle the ball because posts don't really have the opportunity to do that. So growing up was much more of a finesse player. And when I obviously had a massive growth spurt, she was like, okay, you're also going to want to be in the post. Like I said, was definitely more finesse. And that's kind of where that shooting came from. Did a lot on the perimeter, handled the ball a lot more than I do now. But in the off season, when we lost like some huge key players that were banging down in the post, I kind of was like, okay, this transition needs to happen. And that's kind of where that post side of me has come in now. Did a lot of work on that, a lot of work in the weight room. So it's been nice to see that work out, been nice to actually play against other competition than our like practice boys or our own players. So it's definitely different than what I've been used to, but I've been enjoying it.
I've noticed from last year to this year a change in your fitness level. You look stronger. You just look in better shape. I mean, freshmen come in, it's tough for them to play at this level. And when players say to me, you know, I did a lot of work in the weight room, tell us like in detail a little bit what you did, because people out there don't really understand what that means.
Yeah. So for us, we do a lot. We spend like basically every day that we have practice, we will be in the weight room as well. And that looks a little bit different each day. Some days it's mobility, some days it's strengthening, but the summer is the time to really work on the strength aspect. So basically you're just in there every day working on whatever, like we'll do full lower body or we'll do upper body. But for me personally, it kind of just looked at like pushing myself each day in and out, no matter what the focus of the day was. And a big part of it was when we go home in May, I have access to a weight room. So just continuing that for those, like that month that I was home, just making sure I was doing all the lifts that were assigned. And especially the mobility, because like you said, like my fitness level has changed. That was something that at the end of last season, I was like, okay, my conditioning needs to get better, but also my foot speed was a big aspect. So kind of just being down there and doing everything that was asked of me.
You got great footwork. You got really good hands, and you seem to be reading screens away from the ball better too. I mean, you know, sometimes post players are always responsible for screening, but you're also a player that can come off a screen with your size. How about that? Where'd you learn how to do that, or how's that evolved in your game?
I think a big part of that is just being more comfortable handling the ball. A big emphasis in our offseason was that our offense was going to change. Obviously, the landscape of our team is very different this year. And we have versatile posts who can handle the ball. So I think just like ball handling, being more confident, getting those reps of like being in that ball screen on both sides of it. I think it was just a lot of like the reps, the work, seeing reps that translate into practice, into games.
I think it's all reps, right? I mean, it's what you work on. If you're spending time working on ball screen offense all day, you're going to get better at it. Let's talk about your team a little bit, because North Carolina preseason pick number 3 in the ACC, yet you are the best team in the ACC right now. Mm-hmm. How has all of that evolved with your team? And what would you say, if somebody hadn't seen you play, what would you tell them about how good your team is?
I would say be prepared to deal with like each and every one of us the entire game. Like we're not a team that you come out and you're like, okay, that's the one person that's the head of the snake that we need to take away to have success. I think no matter what five people are on the court, we're going to be working as one specific unit to get the job done. I mean, each game, it's not like we have one specific person who's scoring the most every time. Each game, someone might have a good game here, someone might have a good game here, but at the end of the day, everyone's just happy. Everyone just wants to get that win. So I feel like the big thing this year has been working as a unit, and it wasn't always like that. I mean, like you said, preseason top 3 in the ACC, and now we're ranked the highest. Mm-hmm. I think people didn't know what to expect. And I mean, I think we didn't know what to expect going in. We had a lot of really tough Monday film sessions where we were like kind of looking in. We're like, if we don't change, this season isn't going to be what we want it to be. But everyone bought in, and I think it's been working out.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time. I mean, I grew up in the Triangle area. I know how big basketball is in that area, men and women. It's a fun place to be around the college sport. What have you enjoyed the most about the whole Triangle, like the rivalries of Duke and NC State and North Carolina, and how much the fans are so engaged around that rivalry?
Yeah, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. Like you said, basketball's huge, and you could just like feel it, like in a home game, away game, all of it. We played at Duke last year, and this year we'll play at State. I'm excited for that game because 2 years ago I was redshirted, so I wasn't actually on the floor. But they're just each gym that you step into, it's just a cool atmosphere. I mean, you could just feel the tensions are high. The games are always going to be really competitive and close, and I find that fun. So it's just a great atmosphere, and to see that support on the women's side as well is really special too.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you already referenced your mom, Carrie, about her helping you with your basketball game. Let's talk about your dad, Patrick, and your golf game. Because as good of a basketball player as you are, I know that you are an excellent golfer. I said on the air, you're like 6'7 handicap, 6'7, 6'7, right? You and I are about the same. And I already called it live on national TV that I got dibs on you on my team for the KL Cancer Fund golf event in August. Now, I hope Courtney's going to let you play.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to get two other players that play basketball in the ACC, hopefully, that we can find throughout the year. You got to find one. I got to find one.
Okay, I'll try. And
we're going to make a team.
Yeah, that'd be a good time. That would be a lot of fun. That's at the Grand Over, right?
It's be at the Grand Over. You keep knocking at 280 off the tee, and we're going to be in great shape.
Yeah, I'll get us off the tee. Once we get a little closer, that's where I get a little iffy, but I could help out a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. Let's talk a little bit about golf, because golf is also my second favorite sport. I love to play. We're in the golf business. My husband, my boys play. And actually, my maiden name is Mulligan. No kidding. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, love so a good that's Mulligan. A bonus when you get me on your team. It's a bonus. Yes. Talk about your golf game, and as you've grown, you know, how your equipment has changed. That's the first thing I want to know is you don't see many 6'4 women out there playing golf.
No, you don't. I mean, golf, I was introduced to it pretty young, which I find is a blessing. Like, everyone will ask me to teach them how to swing, and I'm like, I'm going to be so honest, I don't even remember how I learned how to swing. I was so young that it just – my grandpa brought me to the range, gave me, like, a random club, and I just started, and then I signed up for leagues, and suddenly I just, like, wanted to be doing it all the time. Like, I just found it enjoyable being outside. It's like a calm sport compared to basketball. It's an individual sport, which I felt helped me in many ways in my life. But, yeah, it's just, like, one of those things where I picked it up, and I really enjoyed it, and I was good at it, so that's always fun. But, yeah, to start off my clubs, I don't even know where my first clubs came from, and then my dad surprised me with a new set for my birthday when I was like still a normal height. So those were normal, but they were like women's and I was like 10. And then after that, I grew out of those pretty quickly and I had to go to like a PGA Superstore and get like plugs put in the top of my grip so that they were like long enough, which threw off the angle just like a little bit. But I was like, okay, there's no other option. They have to be long enough because I would look crazy. Some of them are really short still.
I find that your mention of playing an individual sport makes me think of this. Like when we play basketball, we are always told next play, next play, next play, right? Mm-hmm. In golf, it is literally the next shot because if you hit a bad shot and you hit another bad shot, you're going to be really in big trouble. You can't make back-to-back mistakes is what I say, right? No. So you do have to have that mindset. Has golf helped you with that mindset of make the next shot?
Oh, for sure. It gives you short-term memory. I mean, you kind of have to think, because like you said, like golf, multiple mistakes in a row, that's detrimental to your round. And basketball is very different in the aspect of like you have four other people around you that you can work with and they can help you in a way. But I think just the individual aspect of it has taught me a lot. Like I said, in life and basketball, like you can next shot. Like yesterday I missed my first two and then I shot again, made my third. Like you just have to have that short term memory. And I think golf did a good job of teaching me that because the outcome of golf is a lot worse than basketball for a bad shot.
Have you played Finley Golf Club yet at Finley?
I actually have not. I named my dog after the course, and I still have not played there.
Your dog is Finley?
Yeah, my dog's name is Finley.
So I get to play every year at least once in the Mia Hamm Golf Tournament. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. I've been to the range. I have a friend on the golf team, so I went to like their practice part of the course, but I've never actually played the course for some reason.
Okay, well, you need to get on that. You should make friends with the golf coaches.
I know I do need to.
How does Pinehurst fit into your plans living in Chapel Hill? Because that is one of the most beautiful places on the earth if you're a golfer.
Yeah, ironically, Pinehurst is the reason I'm kind of here.
Wait a second. Pinehurst is the reason why you're at North Carolina playing basketball?
It is. Really? Because when I was, I want to say I was 12, I had progressed in a tournament to the regional level, and the regional level took place at Pinehurst number 2. It's a tournament called Drive to the Cut. Yeah. And so my family drove down, and on the way home, my dad was like, let's stop at UNC and then Duke. And so I have these pictures of me when I was younger, like at the well and like at the Dean Dome. And I just remember like always loving it. And growing up, I always said I wanted to live in North Carolina. I had no clue why. And then, yeah, I came back to visit and I was like, I really did enjoy this place. And now I live here. Now it's home. And I'm only like 45 minutes from Pinehurst, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Are your clubs in your apartment or are they in your car?
They are in my apartment right now. Just a little chilly to keep in the car.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to take care of them, right? You got to keep an eye on it, right? What size shoe do you wear? I'm just curious.
I wear an 11 and a half in men's, 13 women's.
Okay. All right. So you can find a golf shoe size 13? Yes.
Oh yeah. Got some waterproof ones and everything. I'm all good. All ready to go.
Okay. You dress like a golfer on campus or you dress like a student?
I dress like a student. I do like golf apparel though. Like I like dressing up and looking nice for a round.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't wait to get on the golf course with you. I'm excited about it. How's your putter?
That is an area that can use some work, but I'll make some calls and I'll get some putting sessions in before we play.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Now bring some of your NIL money because I'm going to take it.
I'll remember that.
I'm just kidding you. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not going to try to take your money, Sierra. Sierra, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to more than one round of golf, but we're definitely going to do it.
Yes, I appreciate you for having me. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that round as well.